All right, live from Exotica, New Jersey, 2014, day three, Sunday. It's about 6:45, fixing to get out of here. Here with the lovely Miss Annika Albright. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
How's your weekend been?
It's been great.
Ms. Albright is talking to McBlue for a moment here, so just bear with us.
Start over.
All right, now I just had to take a little time out and talk to McBlue there for a minute. So, how you been so far this year?
I've been doing great, actually. Have had a fantastic year, had a lot of fun shooting a bunch of stuff, and I love it.
Now, for fans who aren't that familiar with work, how long have you been in the business now?
Just over 3 years.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd you get your start?
Oh, gosh. Well, I always wanted to go into porn, and I figured, you know, after a while, why not give it a shot? I'm not going to get any younger, and might as well do it while I'm still young, and, you know, that's what I love doing.
Has it lived up to your expectations?
It's definitely gone over my expectations. I didn't really have that much of expectations when I went in, but I went in thinking, oh, I'll probably do this for a year, and 3 years, and I'm loving what I'm doing, so I'm really happy I made the decision to come in.
So this year you had your second showcase movie come out with Mesa from Hard X. What was that like?
That was amazing. I didn't know if we'd be able to do it. You know, at the beginning of the year people were talking about it. I was like, oh, I really hope so. So, you know, it was something that, you know, I talked to her about it, and for a few months we just collaborated about it, and then when it became a sure thing it was going to happen, it was just so surreal. Like, I remember shooting with AJ and Manuel the first day, and it was just like, wow, we're here, we're going to do this, this other movie. So it was a really incredible experience being able to do that with her.
What other scenes or movies you've been working on lately?
Well, lately I just wrapped a movie last month for Wicked. It was for Stormy Daniels, and it's called I think it's called Dangerous Beauty. But yeah, it was with Asa Akira and Ali Hayes and Stormy, and we're these jewel thief assassins. So it was really cool. We got to dress up, and we all each had a specialty. I actually scuba dive in my free time, so that was my specialty as a underwater underwater spy. So.
Very cool, very cool. Now, do you feature dance at all?
Not yet, but I plan to. So this next year, I'll be feature dancing.
I was gonna say, you already have the costume. You can't see her, but she's wearing a very sexy police lady's outfit, complete with hat and nightstick as well.
Yes.
So.
I definitely do.
Are there any goals or things you'd like to accomplish during your adult career?
Well, I definitely want to see how much more I can push myself and see if I can get some more firsts under my belt. And eventually I'd like to start directing. I really, really would love to have an opportunity to direct my own stuff and find a company to distribute it. So we'll see what the future holds.
Any interest in maybe pursuing some mainstream work?
Absolutely. I actually dabbled a little bit with the mainstream stuff before I got in the adult industry. But it's really hard to get into mainstream stuff when you don't really have a name. So I've done a few mainstream stuff now with just various companies, and I really love that stuff. So, yeah, hopefully more.
All right, very good. So where's the best place for the fans to reach at?
You can find me on Twitter at Annika Albright, and also on Instagram at A Lot of Bright Smiles. I'm also on Facebook, but Instagram and Twitter are the best places to find me.
No website yet?
No website yet. Yeah, still working on that. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us, and we hope to see you again next time.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.